Leading our news this morning, a third Qantas plane has made an unscheduled landing in less than 24 hours because of technical problems. A Dallas-bound flight turned back to Sydney last night because of problems with its seats, in-flight entertainment and some of its toilets. Earlier, a flight from Perth to Karratha turned back when a strong odour was detected in the cabin. And before that, a flight from Dubai to Sydney also made an emergency landing in Perth because of problems with air conditioning. A request to fly a seriously ill asylum seeker off Manus Island was not acted on for more than 24 hours, according to documents obtained by the ABC. Iranian Hamid Karzai was eventually taken to hospital at Port Moresby and then on to Brisbane, where he died. A huge fire has engulfed an apartment building that was under construction in downtown Los Angeles. Almost 250 firefighters battled the blaze that damaged two other buildings and closed several freeways. There were no reports of injuries, and the cause of the fire is being investigated. And Richard Flanagan has shared the Prime Minister's Literary Award for Fiction with Melbourne writer Stephen Carroll. It's the first time there have been joint winners in the prize's seven-year history.
If me standing here tonight means anything, it is the power of literacy to change lives. The difference between my literate grandparents and me is two generations of free state education.